This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana State Library Commission voted on Wednesday to strike a long-standing professional requirement for the directors of Montana's eight largest libraries, an education requirement that determines whether those libraries qualify for state funding. Currently, public libraries that serve more than 25,000 people must employ a director with a graduate degree in library or information science in order to qualify for state certification and, by extension, state revenue. A task force earlier this year recommended that the Library Commission maintain that requirement. However, several conservative, anti-government library commissioners argued that professional standards should be left to local library trustees to set. Commissioner Tammy Hall's motion was supported by Commission Chair Robin Scribner and Commissioners Tom Burnett and Carmen Cuthbertson, all of whom were appointed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, and none of whom have education in library or information science. Republican Superintendent of Public Schools Elsie Arnson joined with the conservative commissioners. Opposing the elimination of the graduate degree standard were Vice Chair Peggy Taylor and Brian Rossman, who was named to the commission in June by Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian. Rossman noted at the start of Wednesday's meeting that he is the only commission member who holds a master's degree in library science. Only one of eight libraries in Montana is not in compliance with the requirement, Kalispell's library, called the Imagine If Library. The library has been beleaguered by culture war disputes in recent years, and Kalispell library trustees voted last year to hire a director without the required education. Imagine If Library subsequently lost its state certification and roughly $35,000 in annual state funding. Ashley Cummins, the director who was hired last year, announced her resignation this month, the third director to leave Imagine If in 2 years, amid Kalispell's controversy about its library and the books in it. In the Library Commission's meeting, Bozeman Public Library Director Susan Gregory said that Montanans expect their accountants, physicians, and attorneys to meet certain educational benchmarks, and that removing a similar standard for library directors sends the message that librarianship is not a profession that needs a professional course of study or license. Library Commissioner Tammy Hall's motion to eliminate the graduate degree requirement passed 5-2. Prescribed burns are scheduled for Sunday and Monday south of Lincoln in the Lincoln District of the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. Prescribed burns are intentionally set wildland fires monitored and managed by fire crews to burn the understory and duff of a forest to prevent naturally occurring wildfires and forest fires from burning too hot or too intensely. Prescribed fires burn fuel that otherwise could accelerate and intensify wildfires. The fires will be north of Stemple Pass Road between Helena and Lincoln. Crews from the Idaho Panhandle National Forest and the Flathead National Forest will be assisting the Lincoln District fire crews to manage the prescribed burn. The prescribed fires will produce a plume of smoke visible from Helena, Lincoln, and surrounding areas. Prescribed fire activity signs will be deployed along Stemple Pass Road. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.